This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Cynthia Schultz, CYNTHIASHULTIS, date of birth 04-14-1958, date of appointment 1-18-2024, requesting physician Joseph Carrozza, JOSCPSCARROZZA. Dear Dr. Carrozza, I had the pleasure of seeing Cynthia Schultz today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 65-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman. Since late summer, she's stumbling a lot. She had a couple of falls. Her speech was not clear. For her, it was hard to bring the words out. Now stumble once in a week. Speech is okay. She has a loss of balance. Left hand is numb and weak. No pain. She's having neck pain. She's having low back pain. No pain or weakness in the legs. Past medical history. History of aphasia, elevated coronary calcium score, cervical spondylosis, gait instability, hypertension, diabetes, anemia, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, left foot surgery, right knee replacement, allergy to Nexium, morphine, codeine, medication, cetirizine, cholecalciferol, ferrous sulfate, levothyroxine, lisinopril, metformin, multivitamin, pantoprazole, social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with the daughter, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with diabetes, hypertension. Father deceased, had hypertension and neck cancer. No sister, 3 brothers. Everybody has a high blood pressure. One has diabetes, heart failure. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having numbness, tingling, weakness, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, poor control of the bladder, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor of the hand present, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait mildly, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 65-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, transient cerebral ischemia. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, essential tremor. Number five, frequent fall. Number six, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron, bending capacity and vitamin D. I also would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.